Thank you and good afternoon. The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously today to begin the process of consolidation of the coroner's office with the sheriff's office at the urging of County Coroner Dave Paris and Sheriff Mike Downey. Both men appeared before the board today to urge the consolidation, citing the workload and insufficient funding. Dave Paris talked with us about his reasons for recommending the consolidation of the coroner's office.
You know, we're in the best seat to really understand the problem, and I think we really need to look into the 21st century and do what's best for, number one, our employees, and number two, the community and the service that we provide to them. And I'm not saying that we have provided anything less to the community, because I don't think we have. But what we have done, though, is we've stretched our employees to the point of near breaking.
The board directed staff to prepare a measure for the board to have consolidation take effect January 30th of 2015, the same day Paris steps down. The supervisors are also expected to approve a compensation plan for management and confidential employees for the upcoming fiscal year. The board has approved a memorandum of understanding that a one-time payment of $704 will be issued to those employees in lieu of ongoing salary increases. The cost to the county is just over $1 million, and Director of Human Resources Dan Folks said that it will save the county millions of dollars in the long run. The payments will go to confidential employees, deputy sheriffs, county administrative personnel, and department managers, but not to elected officials, appointed department heads, or law enforcement management. The supervisors also approved an additional floating holiday as a part of the package, a holiday that can be taken at any time during the year. Also, the board will direct department heads to close their offices on Friday, December 26th, as a paid holiday. Thursday afternoon, a traffic stop of a gray pickup truck that was in violation of a vehicle code on the US 101 resulted in the arrest of three men and the confiscation of multiple pounds of marijuana. A California Highway Patrol unit was traveling southbound on the US 101 when he noticed a gray Toyota pickup truck that had expired tags. After an enforced traffic stop, the patrol unit smelled the strong odor of marijuana coming out of the vehicle as he was talking to the driver. A search of the car turned up 100 pounds of processed marijuana, and the three men in the vehicle were all arrested for transportation. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call of a fire in the area of Rancho Road and Spring Street in the Alder Point area today. It was reported that explosions were heard in the area of the fire. Cal Fire and Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and determined that the fire had destroyed a small outbuilding and that the explosion was related to a hash extraction lab, as there were thousands of empty butane bottles on the property. A green Jeep was seen leaving the scene at the time the fire was reported. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was a tough 36 hours on local highways as the CHP and emergency personnel responded to traffic collisions across the county. Highway 299 was temporarily closed at about 3:30 on Thursday afternoon following a single vehicle collision about 2 miles west of Willow Creek. The driver of the vehicle had lost control and overturned, blocking the roadway in both directions. The roadway was fully opened by 6 o'clock. Emergency personnel also responded to a single vehicle collision on Highway 101, where another driver had lost control of their vehicle and overturned, blocking the lanes on both directions. One-way controlled traffic was in place by just after 6 o'clock. A third incident, this one involving three fatalities, happened north of Willits at just before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when two cars collided head-on on Highway 101. The Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services issued a press release Wednesday reminding citizens that tomorrow will mark the start of open enrollment in covered California insurance plans, meaning that all state residents, even those who can't afford medical coverage or have had pre-existing conditions, can qualify for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Local insurance agencies can help county residents with signups as well. Today, more than 1.3 California residents have acquired coverage and qualified health plans. Individuals who do not have insurance and meet income qualifications can enroll in Medi-Cal year-round. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.